and you just chewing all the stuff on them, just that click hole to be broadcast.
Oh.
But you just start just like here, and you go on up, and you come back, and you start here, and find you're going to cover that hole up, that hole to be broadcast.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And before you do that, how do you get rid of the trees and stumps and things?
Well, you're going to clean that off. You're going to cut that down where you can.
Mm-hmm. Just clear it off.
Just clear it up.
Mm-hmm. And then broadcast.
That's right.
I had not ever heard that. That's really a good word to use.
Well,
I
mean, it really was, well, it's really... It's
what you do.
That's what you do.
Okay.
Sure enough, yeah.
And what do you call... What's the word that you use when you say you have grown a lot of wheat or a lot of cotton or a lot of anything? You got a big what that year?
Well, you just got a big crop. Of everything
you plant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Now, suppose you know how sometimes when people have clover or grass or something, they'll cut it, mm-hmm. and then later on they'll have a second cutting.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that second cutting? Is there a name for that?
Well, it's just a second cut.
You never use the term like aftermath? Never heard that one?
No.
I never had either, but somebody told me maybe that was a word.
I never heard it.
Okay.
Just back in my day, a second.
A second cut.
Second.
It grows a little more and you cut it.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay, how about bundles of wheat or corn or something like that. What are the names for, like, a little one? Or a great big one out in the field. What names did you use for them when you tied them together, remember?
Well, we would call that shocking.
Mm-hmm.
Shocking.
Mm-hmm. And how big is that?
Well, you can make it just as big as you want. And some of them is pretty good size, and some of them is small.
Did they have a pole that went up in the middle?
Yeah.
The bigger ones,
yeah.
Didn't they?
That's called to be a haystack.
Oh, that's a haystack. Mm-hmm. And that keeps it from falling?
Yeah, and keep it all at once.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, yes, sir. You can just take a pole and stack that hay just as far as you can reach on that. And that's called a haystack.
A haystack.
And it'll stay there all the while.
Well, now, is there any difference in that and a hay rack? Have you ever heard of hay rack?
Well, I hear tell a hay rack was just for... Hay rack is for when you're feeding your mules and stocks and things.
Oh.
You put the hay on that.
That's a different thing. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
All right, now tell me this. If you had one bushel and you added one more, then you would have two, what?
Two bushels.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see now. If you said that it's all right about him, he's going to have to take care of himself or themselves or something, and you said they've got to look out for... Who?
They say.
They say. Right. How about talking about the man himself? Why would you say he better do it?
Well, I just figured he better do it.
All right. Would you say himself?
Yeah.
Himself? How would you say that?
I just said himself.
He better do it. That's
right.
Now, when you go to the store and you buy the bread that comes in the wrapper. What do you call that? The sliced